watch nonsense. They send nonsense. Other people on phone.
The time you are using on phone to do WhatsApp, Imo, Facebook. If you can use that time for God too, you will know him.
We must be
the
vigilant.
Time you are using on phone to do WhatsApp, Imo,
don't
Facebook.
Let the devil.
If you can use that time for God too,
cheat God's time in your life. Some of them, they answer every call. They make many calls in a day. Because of the many calls in a day, it has affected their prayer life. Even in their prayer time, the peak calls. Phone is now controlling you because you are not disciplined. We need to be disciplined as far as phone is concerned. Christian life is going down because of what you watch on phone. You have money for that, but no money for offering and tithes. Some of you are debtors to MTN, debtors to Nestle and Orange. You can forget to read your Bible, but you cannot forget to have your phone. You manipulate your phone even while on the bed. Some people manipulate their phone even in the car. Some manipulate their phones on the road. We need to come back to our senses to know it's a strategy that the devil is using today to distract many from God. Some youth are fornicators. It all started on phone. They watch nonsense on phone. They talk nonsense on phone. They send nonsense on phone. Nonsense every day. God is talking to us for us to make him happy with us. We need to be disciplined in our Christian life. For you on that day, Papa God will preserve the cause. When coming to church, make sure you off your phone. Any connection for you on that day, Papa God will preserve the cause. Aha, 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 not true. Hey, hey. Answering calls in church shows your disrespect for God. Manipulating your phone shows your disrespect for God. Going out to answer or make calls shows your disrespect for God. I have a question to ask this generation, and if you are in this generation, I want you to answer for yourself. Can you answer or make a call in the presence of your president?
No, no.
Can you answer or make a call in the presence of a minister?
No.
Can you answer or make a call even in the presence of your highness?
No, no, no.
If you cannot do that to men, what about the owner of your life? Please give God the respect he deserves from you. I say give him the respect he deserves from you. Give him the respect he deserves from you. Respect as far as phone is concerned. Hallelujah. I hear some people say, before I came to church, there was this my business partner that was supposed to call me. There was this down for a while and praying for that one. As they are praying for that one, they are thinking in their heart whether there's a missed call in their phone. After praying for that one, they will pick up their phone. They will go outside as if they want to go and diss themselves. It is not true. They are outside, busy making their calls. The service is busy going on. They are busy making their calls. And do you know that some of the calls ended some people to go back home? The service was not over. They left the church. We need to come back to our senses as far as phone is concerned. God is angry. Entry in.